You are listening to Christian Audio's production of One Man and One Woman by Joel R. Beakey and Paul Smalley. This book is read by George W. Saris. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Reformation Heritage Books, originally published in English as One Man and One Woman, copyright 2015 by Joel R. Beakey and Paul Smalley, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Forward. We live in a time of radical sea change in sexual ethics. Indeed, even the very language that we use to represent people and relationships has been turned upside down. Words that used to assure stability of meaning, male, female, wife, husband, are routinely redefined by our secular culture so that they no longer mean what they describe. Our culture is more and more bold in its rejection of the Bible, casting it off as irrelevant or even dangerous. It also dismisses the sovereign power of a theistic God, the creator of the universe and all humanity, who intervenes in the affairs of this world and sustains an intimate personal relationship with his people. This moral revolt is breaking down our language into alphabet soup. No longer are people understood to be ontologically image-bearers of a holy God, born male or female by design and purpose. Instead, we are told we are somewhere in the gender and sexuality continuum, LGBTQIAP, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, asexual, pansexual. This arbitrary alphabet is both pervasive and inaccessible. Indeed, it is only discernible to a select few. What are Christian parents to do if their covenant child returns from college identifying himself under the umbrella of these letters? How can one respond to a problem that we don't understand? In times like these, the Bible's wisdom seems to operate in a parallel universe to the culture's new rules and norms, and even believers feel unmoored and without hope. We did not arrive at this problem overnight. The 2015 Supreme Court decision in Obergefell v. Hodges that gave constitutional right to gay marriage escalated a problem that started in the Garden of Eden. Because certain categories of reality depend upon exclusivity to exist, gay marriage could not add a new dimension to the integrity of biblical marriage without erupting it. Gay marriage is as much an attack on personhood as it is on marriage. Today, in this era of late modernity, the progressive nature of original sin has degenerated into a world where declaring that there are ethical and moral responsibilities and constraints to being born male and female is considered by the world to be either hate speech or mere stupidity. We live in a time where good is called evil, and evil is called good. And, sadly, shamefully, this is the world that I helped create. I lived as a lesbian and advocated for this moral revolution for 10 years of my life. And only when I met the risen Lord did I see how woefully and dangerously wrong I had been. The book you hold in your hand is a pastoral guide through the landscape and landmines of this moral revolution, with the light of the gospel leading the way. Because we are all distorted by original sin, distracted by actual sin, and manipulated by indwelling sin, we are an easily deceived people in great need of pastoral shepherding as we navigate the terms and consequences of this mutiny. Christians who struggle with unwanted homosexual desires we'll find in this book loving reminders of what union with Christ promises as we fight against indwelling sin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?